Well, when it came to something like, I don't know, an extension of the Pretty Little Liars universe, I don't know what I expected. And I don't think I was disappointed at all.
I went in expecting nothing because I've never seen Pretty Little Liars, so I'm like, I'm assuming there's gonna be some lying, maybe some pretty people, maybe they're short. Like, I don't know, you know?
I think that's what they were trying to give us with the first episode. They're like, everyone's kind of attractive, and like, they're all like lying about stuff. And I'm just like, ugh, whatever.
You mean welcome to life?
Yeah, basically, they were just being blackmailed. And I'm just like, okay, well, this seems like the premise of like most shows. So what sets this apart? And then they decided to do like, basically, this feels like a teen version of How to Get Away with Murder.
I also haven't seen that, so I really have
Yeah.
no frame of reference here. I think
Well.
the closest thing is you're like, that person's from Gossip Girl, and I'm like, oh, I've seen like a few episodes of that.
Oh, yeah, I was so
Like two
excited.
or three, and it wasn't even the beginning of the series, it was like five or six episodes in.
You know,
And
that's
that's why
fair.
I forget that I've seen Gossip Girl.
I mean, that's fair. It's.
I really did mean to go back and watch it, but then I never did. I'll add it to my list now, post-haste.
Yeah, I mean, Gossip Girl's fun, especially like the first couple of seasons. I think it's
Yeah.
like the first four seasons are good, and then, I don't know, things start to get.
I do know who Gossip Girl is, though, and I'm pretty sure it's because of It's 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, I can tell you if you watch Gossip Girl and you watch it all the way through, even with that knowledge, it makes no sense. So you might as well just pretend like it doesn't even mean.
Fair
Like.
enough. Fair point.
Because by the time you get to the end, you're gonna be like, that doesn't even make sense, but okay. But, you know, I was very excited to see Lily. Like, I haven't seen her since. Well, she pops in and out on Dynasty.
Which one is Lily?
She's the mom.
Okay.
And I don't know what she's doing. She's just like, let's watch them. And I'm like, is that their whole thing? Like, I mean, I guess the main guy and his sister, their whole spiel was they're all like, they're watching us. And I'm like, who's watching you? Your parents? And I'm just like, why do you make it sound so like weird?
Just had a thought, but I'm gonna wait till we get to the how it ended.
Oh,
Because I had
yeah.
a thought about that specifically and the word they're watching you.
Yeah, maybe that's what she meant. But anyway, well, yeah. I don't know. I was excited to see Mona again because, like, when I did watch Pretty Little Liars, Mona was, like, a villain character, but I always found Mona to be, like, the most interesting out of all of them because she was the most dynamic.
Was she the blonde girl?
No, she's the, she's the
The
Asian
one.
girl who brought, the blonde girl there.
Okay.
The one
Okay.
who was like talking to herself in mirrors,
Yeah,
and you're just like,
the one
who's
that's like we kind of think is crazy. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, who's she talking to? I'm like, I love it. I love the fact that she's fucking insane. But then it turns out she actually isn't insane in the end, and that's the sad part.
I
I'm
think
like,
it would have been
oh,
funny if she was insane, though.
right? I
Like,
thought she
that's the
was.
content I'm here for.
She's talking to a full split personality in the mirror. Now that would make this show a lot more interesting.
It's true.
They're really just not playing into this. Maybe that's what we need. We need to lean into the whole like Jane the Virgin soap opera-esque thing. Like, it sounds wild, but if you just lean into it. Oh, I guess kind of like what Riverdale does, but a
Yeah.
little bit more. You should just let the
Luckily,
story go wherever you feel like
I
it.
love leaning into that. Like that's a thing I have no issue doing, which is why I love Jane the Virgin up until like season four.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you just like lean into the different genres that you may end up delving into, it might be fun. It's just like, oh, this season we're doing more of like a sci-fi theme. This
Yeah.
season we're doing fantasy. This season we're doing more like, you know what? They tried to do that with they were doing that with Dirk Gently, but you know, that show ended. I think it's just because honestly, Dirk Gently needed to be someplace like on streaming. I don't think it really fit on BBC America. Because I mean, BBC America is like a very weird. They produce like one show at a time. So like right now they're doing Killing Eve. And before this it was Dirk Gently, and Dirk Gently took the place of Orphan Black. So they really only do like one show at a time and then Doctor Who.
well. Yeah. And most of their shows, it's like, what's that one joke from The Good Place? Or no, is it The Good Place? Yeah, it is The Good Place. Where it's like, oh yeah, it was a show on the BBC. It aired for 10 years. Yeah, it has like 9 episodes.
Yeah, that's exactly
And I'm it. Like, yep, that's the BBC. I used to watch Sherlock back in the day.
I did too, and then I got bored because they were taking too long between seasons. And then they were like, oh, the new season came out. And I'm like, well, I've already lost my interest.
Yeah, by the time they got to season 4, I was gone because I got on the show a few months before season 3 came out. So I only had to wait a few seasons for that season to come out. And then after that, by the time season 4 came out, I was kind of over it.
Yeah.
Also, from what I hear, season 4, among critics and fans, was kind of a flop anyway. So then I was like, well, now I'm not even pressed to go watch it, so.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you take too long to do your things. Mm-hmm. Like, people just lose interest, which is, you know, a problem. I can say I lost a little bit of the interest when it came to, like, the final season of Game of Thrones, but I'm not sure. Like, I feel like by the time it rolled around, I was just like, oh, finally, it can be over. But,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I also wasn't, like, I wasn't really a super fan of Game of Thrones. The main reason I watch it in the first place is it's very much a social thing for me. Like, a lot of my friends watch it, and they have, like, watch parties, so I go. But if I didn't go and watch it with friends, and it was such a huge deal around all the people I'm around, to be completely honest, I probably wouldn't bother. Because I've never really been that into it. And even now, I'm only into it because everyone around me is. So I'm just like, I mean, I'll get into it, but I'm still like...
I like how you're just like, I'm a follower.
I am. No, I am. I'm not even going to lie. Like, there are a lot of things I watch because, like, my friends are into it. So I'm like, okay, if you guys are all into this, I'll, you know... Because, like, it's like, I go into work and the only thing anyone talks about Monday through Wednesday is Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair thing.
Yeah. I mostly like watching it for the memes. Like, yes. I'm that person...
That's also...
Like, shows that are watched, like, all over, like, everywhere, like Game of Thrones, I watch them because I immediately like to go on and look at the memes. Because for the smaller shows, like Jane the Virgin, I don't like going on Twitter after watching Jane the Virgin because it's just a bunch of Michael stans. And I don't give a shit about Michael. It's a bunch of people be like, her and Raphael's relationship is toxic. And I'm like, no, you guys just don't like fun.
That's really what it is. You guys don't like fun and romance.
Yeah, like, no one on Twitter seems to like Raphael, and I don't get it. So, yeah.
I don't either.
Anyways.
He's proven himself timing. Well, this isn't about
Jennifer. It isn't. We got very off topic, so.
We did. But, honestly, that should be our store. Like, Hot Topic is just called Off Topic.
Yeah.
But we don't actually sell anything.
Because it's off topic for the store. Yeah. It's like a store that doesn't sell anything because it's off topic.
It's a social gathering place.
Where you talk about anything other than, like, store things.
Or your life.
Yeah. It's like, here's a theme night about Game of Thrones, but then you can only talk about things that aren't Game of Thrones because it's off topic.
Yeah. Love it. I love this theme.
Yeah, I agree. Can we have an off-topic party? Off-topic theme party. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like those parties where they're like, what is it, like, anything but a cup party? Where it's like, you have to drink out of anything that isn't an actual cup.
Interesting. So it can be like a themed party, but it's like anything but a costume party. Anything you want, except costume. No costumes.
Then what do you wear? Just normal clothes?
Whatever you want. Well, no, but it's like there are other party themes besides that, aside from things that you wear, right?
I guess.
So, like...
Oh, you mean, like, picking a theme in addition to that?
Yes.
So, like, say, for instance, like, anything but a pirate costume party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but also just, like, so they're, like, costume parties, but then you can have, like, pajama parties, I would say, wouldn't count as, like, a costume, because it's not a costume, it's what you wear to bed, right?
Now we're just talking about parties.
Welcome to Catherine and Chad's pitch episode. We have some ideas.
We're party planners now.
I hate party planning. I hate event planning. It's garbage.
I like planning the creative part of it. Like, now the putting everything together, per se, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't like the planning part. I'm like, I will help set up, I will help gather things, I'll help prepare, but it's like, I need someone just telling me what to do. I don't want to do any of the planning or decision making. It stresses me out.
I like doing a lot of that. I just don't like having to deal with, like, the details, per se. Like, when I need, like, this little thing or something like that, I'm like... Much kind of like how, like, the producer in something deals with a lot of those bigger mm-hmm. issues and stuff like that. I don't like dealing with that. I'm like, you do that. See, I'll do all the creative
I don't even want to decide who to, like, invite to a birthday dinner. You know what I mean? Like, that's too much stress for me.
You'll just say, hey, I'm having a birthday dinner, and people who show up just
come
show up.
Come through or don't. Like, you joke, but that's really how I plan things. I'm just like, come through or don't. I don't know.
I must make it really hard to make reservations, though.
Yeah. Guys, come through to McDonald's or don't. Your call.
Now serving at the play place. So, with
perfection. Back to perfectionists.
Yeah, I'm like.
20 minutes later.
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm like, the first episode didn't really leave that much of an impression. It really reminded me of the very first episode of Pretty Little Liars, which you've never seen, so.
Yeah.
Honestly, you've basically watched it.
Great. Well, I'm, like, I'm intrigued.
Like, the only difference is, like, the beginning of Pretty Little Liars, the blonde girl in this one, Allison, mm-hmm. her character was the best friend in the leader of their friend group of, like, this group of girls. And in the first episode, she had died. They were like, oh, God, she, like, mysteriously, she was murdered or something. I can't remember. I think it was she was murdered.
I love a mysterious murder.
Yeah. It was something wild.
If it's a team drama and doesn't have murder in it, I'm not interested.
I mean, obviously, that's what's keeping Riverdale alive.
Yeah. Well, I tell people all the time, I miss, with Jane the Virgin, I really miss back in the day when half of the plot was drugs and murder. Like, that's what I miss. Now it's just love triangle. Like, it's been love triangle for, like, 3 years now.
But aren't they trying to bring back Sin Rostro?
Okay. For the past two seasons, they're like, every time it's been a love triangle for a while, they're like, but Sin Rostro is still over here. But then she doesn't do anything. They're just like, but she's still here. It's like, yes, but she's not doing anything.
She's
and that's what they've been
doing. She's plotting in jail.
They've been teasing her for the past 5 episodes. She's yet to do anything.
Watch it. She's about to, next episode, she's going to do something big.
She better.
That's why they, like,
I want
the preview,
her to. I want her to pull some stuff because I'm bored.
That's why with the preview for next episode, they didn't even show you anything. It was just Jane and her dad doing a, like, dance.
Good.
And that was it.
Because everyone dies. Can't wait.
Well, they can't. There's too many more episodes left. Like, Jane the Virgin doesn't end until, like,
and I also June. And I also know they're going to bring Michael back. Like, there's way too much of a... There's way too much of a show left for them to just, like, let him be. You know what I mean?
He'll get shot at the end, hopefully. That's all anyone can hope for. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so, again.
To loop it back, maybe he'll die just like that guy in The Perfectionists.
Yeah. Honestly, that was the most exciting part of the whole episode. Like, when they were doing the whole thing where they were explaining, like, how this guy is basically a villain, I like how you were just like, well, aren't all white straight men threatening?
Yeah, well, because, like, I forgot her name, she's from Pretty Little Liars.
Allison.
Yeah, so she was like, she's like, my calculations say he could be dangerous, and I'm like, aren't all white entitled men dangerous?
No,
are
that
they
was
not all dangerous?
That was Mona who said that, but Allison was the one who was asking about him.
Oh, okay.
Because she was just like, he was talking to me.
Oh, yeah, you're
being,
right.
Like,
I got
weird.
Their name switched again.
It's like, he was talking to me and he was being, like, really weird.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I mean, all straight white men, straight white entitled men are dangerous. That's just a fact. Like, my calculations say it's like, yes, he white plus straight plus entitled equals dangerous. Yes, those are correct calculations. Good job.
I like how, what's-his-face, when he broke up with his girlfriend, he didn't do it just by being like, oh, I want to break up. He was just like, oh, let me fuck the model who's supposed to be in your photo shoot.
Have her catch me and then be like, I wanted to. Bye.
Later.
That was so, wow, just, and then she was like, I'm willing to get past this if you talk to me. It's like, clearly he's not interested.
Yeah, that was the annoying thing, is they tried to make it, like, make him seem like he was still a good guy in the end. It's just like, he did it for the right reasons. I'm just like, okay, well, he's still, like, blackmailing other people. So he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they're trying to make him seem like, oh, he's a good guy. He's helping his sister because they need to do something. And I'm like, okay. And what did these other people's suffering have to do with any of that? I don't understand. Like, I feel like you just don't need to blackmail people.
And it wasn't, like, just that he was blackmailing them, but he was also being a complete dick to them while blackmailing them.
Yeah.
You can't even treat them like a human being while you blackmail them? Come on, at least have a shred of human decency.
I know. Sad. Well.
Lame and sad.
Well, we'll see. Well, maybe we'll watch a couple more episodes and see what happens. I'm like, I'm a little intrigued now just to know, just with the way that it ended, because, like, the death, I was just like, meh, whatever. Every show's got one of those. Who cares? But Mona not talking to herself was really the twist of the whole thing. Like, that was the only twist that I was just like, ooh, interesting. Everything else was boring.
It felt very, like, Truman Show.
Yeah. She's just like, did we do that? Am I crazy?
No, the thought I had there, ugh, what was it? Oh, no, I lost it. Oh, I remember what I was thinking of. It's very much like, you know, that meme that it's like me talking to the FBI guy watching me on my laptop camera. Like, that's her. It's just the FBI. That's just the FBI watching. That's where we're all at right now. It's fine. They're all watching us through our webcams.
Yeah, they're listening to us record this right now.
Talk to yourself in the mirror. You're not talking to yourself. You're talking to the FBI guy watching you from your phone.
Or am I talking to the little inside-out people inside my head?
Both. You have many friends with you all the time.
You're never truly alone. And then gets admitted to a psychiatric ward immediately.
Oh my god.
Love it. Yeah, so maybe we'll watch a couple more episodes and see how we feel about it. Right now, I'm just mainly intrigued by who the hell Mona was talking to. Because again, like I said, Mona is single-handedly the most interesting character in all of the Pretty Little Liars universe. Which is why they couldn't kill her off in the original series.
Yeah.
She was too interesting. Especially in comparison to everyone else. They were very, well, I'm not gonna get into that.
Well, like I said, I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yeah. Alright, so we'll let you guys know what happens.
Great.
Gucci!
Gucci!